Six Songs by Nick Hornby. Thunder Road by Bruce Springsteen. I can remember listening to this song and loving it in 1975. I can remember listening to this song and loving it almost as much quite recently, a few months ago. And yes, I was in a car, although I probably wasn't driving, and I certainly wasn't driving down any turnpike or highway or freeway, and the wind wasn't blowing through my hair, because I possess neither a convertible nor hair. It's not that version of Springsteen. So, I've loved this song for a quarter of a century now, and I've heard it more than anything else, with the possible exception of... Who am I kidding? There are no other contenders. See, what I was going to do there was soften the blow, slip in something black and or cool, possibly Let's Get It On, which I think is the best pop record ever made, and which would easily make it into my top 20 most played songs list, but not at number two. Number two, and I'm trying to be honest here, would probably be something like White Man in Hammersmith Palais by The Clash, but it would be way, way behind. Let's say I've played Thunder Road 1,500 times, just over once a week for 25 years, which sounds about right if one takes into account the repeat plays in the first couple of years. White Man would have clocked up something like 500 plays. In other words, there's no real competition. It's weird to me how Thunder Road has survived when so many other, arguably better songs, Maggie May, Hey Jude, God Save the Queen, Stir It Up, So Tired of Being Alone, You're a Big Girl Now, have become less compelling as I've got older.